Today's share in the Dershu Mishnah Berurah Yomi program is Daf Kuf Lamed Tes Omud Beis. We are in the fifth volume of Mishnah Berurah. We began yesterday Simin Tof Kuf Tes Zayin, and we began the first Sif. We didn't finish it, and we're going to Be'ez Hashem finish the entire Simin today and start Tof Kuf Yud Zayin. So just to remind ourselves, yesterday we started at the beginning of the Sif, at Sif Aleph, telling us what you are allowed to go and send to your friend on Yontif. So we'll begin on the very top line, very first word of Kuf Lamed Tes Omud Beis. But the following things are not allowed to be sent on Yontif from one year to another year. Avalo Tvua, you're not allowed to send him Tvua, that's grain that requires grinding. As the Mishnah says in Sivkot and Dalet, Bein Chitim, whether this is wheat, or Sharmine Tvua, or other types of grain. And that's because they needed to be ground up. As the Mechaber continues, we'll finish back on this Mishnah word, but the Mechaber tells us, Lefi Shemichuseris Tchina Shemilocho Ha'asur B'Yontif, because they require grinding, and grinding is absolutely forbidden on Yontif, even for Ochol Nefesh. Now back to the Mishnah word. And he says, V'afogav dechitin ru'uyin lasos mem kloyos. You know, technically, you don't have to grind the wheat. You can make popcorn. You can make toasted wheat. Or you could put it straight into a dish. You don't have to necessarily grind up the wheat and make it into flour. Nevertheless, mikomakom, kivon distomon omdos lutchina. The majority of wheat is for grinding purposes. You make it into flour. And utchina asur b'yantif. And as I just pointed out, it is forbidden, absolutely. Even for ochel nefesh, on yantif, you're not allowed to do tchina. You're not allowed to do grinding on yantif. So therefore, nearer, it appears, when you were to bring somebody, if you'd send somebody grains of wheat on yantif, Nearer b'holochaso, it looks when you're bringing it to him, shu litzorichol, like you're bringing it for weekday usage, because everybody knows you can't grind it on Yontif, so why are you bringing it to him on Yontif? It must be that you're bringing it for him for after Yontif. And mechze, it looks, kimis asik b'yontif litzorichol, it looks like you're doing things on Yontif for post-Yontif, after Yontif purposes, for osur, and that is forbidden. And that's why the rabbis said you can't go and send grain or things like grain that require grinding on Yontif. Therefore, based upon this, the Mishnah Berurah says, "Mitam ze hiskimu kam achronim." The Mishnah Berurah says that many achronim agree. The also l'shloach afilu b'mokum sheish eruv. Even if there's an eruv there, so there's not a problem of carrying. Carrying isn't the problem. Problem is, it looks like you're doing things for a weekday, and that is the isser. It's nothing to do with carrying in and of itself. Mishnah Berurah continues in Sivkot Hey. He says, "V'af agav the saorim chazion l'behema b'litrina." We just said it's wheat and other types of grains. That includes barley, and barley is normally animal fodder. So why can't you bring somebody barley? After all, it doesn't need to be ground up. He can give it straight to his animals. Nevertheless, Mishnah Berurah says, "Mikol makom ruban omdos l'tchina l'mayich l'odam." Nowadays, the majority of barley is not eaten by animals, and therefore, since the majority is for human consumption, and therefore it would need to be ground up, therefore you can't do it, even though you're sending it for his animal. However, if your friend is in need of feed for his animal, and he has nothing to feed his animal, then in that situation, you can send him the barley in a place where there's an Erev. Now, why do you need an Erev? It's Yontif. So he says, Kadesh lo yebo mishum iser otzah, because then there would be a problem of otzah. If we're only dealing with an issue of grinding, so then that doesn't apply here because there is no concern of grinding because your friend needs to feed it to his animal. But here, if you have to carry it, then the Hobishul Behema also holds it. You're not allowed to go and carry things for an animal. Kidel and Simon Tovkov Yud Beis, like we've already learned previously in Tovkov Yud Beis, Siv Gimel, in the Hagoh and the Ramah over there. Now, in the Shaar Tzion, Oz Ches, he brings us down the name of the Taz, the Shulchan Aruch, the Shulchan Atzi Shitim, and the Chayi Adam. That is the first opinion that he brings down. V'yesh machmir, he says, there are those that even machmir over here, gam bazeh, and not to allow you to go and bring it, even if your friend needs the grain and there is an eruv. And this is the opinion in the Shaar Tzion Oz Tes of the Aryeh Rabbah and the Na'ar Sholem. He does add, however, ulitzorech, near the Yesh Lakel. How do we paskin? If you really need it, the animal has no food, so then you could bring it to him. Because the Belal Hachi, even without this reasoning, it's the opinion of the Rashba and the Rif that we paskin like Rabbi Shimon. And Dershu Foot number 5 reminds us that there's a machlokas in the Mishnah in Beitzah, Daf Yud Daled, that the Tanakam and Rabbi Shimon argue in Mutal Lishloch Tzvua B'Yontif. Can you send wheat grain on Yontif? Rabbi Shimon says it's okay. Even though most wheat is going to be ground up, nevertheless, some wheat is not ground up, and therefore Rabbi Shimon says you're allowed to do it. So lichatchila, Rabbi Shimon says you're allowed to do it. So the Bishas Atrach, you can rely upon this more makel opinion that says if your friend needs it for his animals, that you can send it to him if there is an Erev. And he says, Furthermore, in this Shaar HaTzion, the Chofetz Chaim adds, "V'teven o shachas," this type of straw, or shachas is a certain type of chaff, or the grass that grows around the wheat. V'vadai yesh lachil l'shloch, you definitely can go and send that, because heim omdim rachim hema, that certainly is animal fodder, and your friend needs to feed his animals, so therefore you can do this. Furthermore, he says, "V'efshar od," another possible heter would be, the bizmanenu, nowadays, the rov shiboleh shual, most of the oats today aren't for human consumption, at least in the time of the Chofetz Chaim, only the susan, it's for animal fodder, for horses, not for human people. "Efshar d'yesh l'akul," maybe one can be lenient in that situation. However, he concludes with a tzarchian, he's not 100% certain, it needs further investigation. Now we go to Sif Beis. The Mechaber writes, "Kol davar shemut l'shloch b'yantif," if something is allowed to be sent on Yantif, like yesterday's shir, all the different things that you're allowed to send on Yantif, however, you have to be careful that lo yishlochenu b'shura, you can't send it in a row. In other words, you can't have a whole bunch of people going carrying the same thing, because that looks too much like uvda d'chol. What does it mean, b'shura, in a row? Dainu shloshim b'ni'adam or yoser, three or more people, zeh achar zeh, one following the other, nosdim kula minechot, all carrying the same thing. So, for example, we said yesterday you can send kitnios. So, if you have one guy bringing kitnios, another guy bringing kitnios, another guy bringing kitnios, all one right after the other, that looks like you're bringing it to him to go and make stuff for the weekdays, for doing stuff for future preparations, not for yontif needs. However, three different people would be allowed to carry three different products. Avalim kol echad nosei min acher. One's bringing kitnios, one bringing flour, and one is bringing wine, for example, mutter. That would be permissible. Now let's analyze this a little bit more. We're looking at the Mishnah Berurah, Sivkot and Vav. The shur means the avsha milsa. It has the clear-cut appearance, v'nira kamo licho limkor b'shuk. Avsha milsa is something that like makes noise, is recognizable, and it's clear. If three people are carrying bags of beans, so it certainly looks like they're taking it to the market. It looks like it's a business transaction and not for personal usage. Vafilu derech mavui hamurevis also lishloch, and even if you're going through alleyways that have an eruv around them, the sheet of mavoyos over here, nevertheless also lishloch, one wouldn't be allowed to do this because of the appearance. This avsha milsa v'nira kamo licho limkor b'shuk. It looks too much like you're going to do business here. What does it mean to the shuru? So we said, zeh achar zeh, sivkot and zayin, the mishnah says, as opposed to lafu keshu biravuvia, lo mikri keshura. That one guy's going over there, one guy's going over there, another guy's coming a little bit later, so it doesn't look like they're all together, and it doesn't give the appearance that you're bringing it to market. It looks like three guys going. So therefore, they're not going together, they're not going in an order. That doesn't look bad. Furthermore, he says, v'yesh v'nat poskim, and you can see this in Shaar HaTzion, this is the Morgan Avraham, the name of the Marshal. Also, this is the opinion of the Elia Rabbah, and we'll see more about this in a second. But what do these poskim say? Yeshua poskim, the Sfiruluhu, the Bechol Gavni Osir. No, even in this situation, when it's Be'ervuvia, doesn't have to be Zachar Zeh, it also would not be allowed. And let's continue in the Shaar HaTzion, where he says, concluding in Sifkot and Yudalef in the Shaar HaTzion, the Chofetz Chaim says, however, the Marshal is Machmir, Kishu B'Zachar Zeh. The Mashal is even more machmir than what we just said. We said if it's the same species with three people walking in a line, it's no good. The Mashal says, afilu b'shlosha minim, ayde shlosha b'nei odom. Three different people carrying three different species, but if they're in a shura, he says that's not allowed. Ve'en lo hakel b'shlosha minim b'hem kim kishu b'aravuvya. He says the only time three people with three different species would go, if they were all in an ervuvia, they're all over the place. They're not one right after the other. They're all mixed together, so to say, in an unrecognizable pattern that it looks like they're going to the market. However, he says, Das el Yerabba is lohokim shlosh aminim, aide shlosh aminim, b'chol gavni. He says, they don't have to be a bit ervuvia, they don't have to be all mixed up. It'll be enough if it was three separate species, it's three separate items. Let's say you had the flour, the wine, and the beans, so three people then could be walking even if they were together in a row. That is the way the El Yerabba is paskening Lohokka. The Mishnah Berurah continues in Sivkot and Ches. It's permissible. We said as long as they're not going in a shura. So he says, Da'al koponim lohevi l'kol min ki yimishechot. The reason why, if three people are going, is because, even if they're in a shura, because they're each carrying something different. So it's one species for one person. That doesn't look like he's going to the market. Siv Gimel. The Mechaber writes, Mishalchin kelim afal pishenim tefurim, you're allowed to go send utensils even though they're not fully sewn together. For example, the Mishnah Berurah says sivkot and tes dahinu begodim, for example, clothing. However, you wouldn't be allowed avalo mino sheno tofu, but you wouldn't be allowed to send a shoe that wasn't fully sewn, because she'ein ne'osin bo b'chol, k'mo shu b'li tvir. Because the reason why you can send clothing is because you could use it immediately on a weekday, so therefore you can use it on Yom Tov as well. As opposed to these shoes that aren't fully sewn together, you can't use them immediately on a weekday. That still would have to be something done, and therefore it is not allowed to be sent. So the Mechaber continues and says, you're allowed to send this utensils, Meshachun Kelim, Afabishin and Turim, if they're not fully sewn. Why? Shame Ruyin Lishoyin Alem, because you could sleep on them. So let's say you send them a pair of pants, and the pants haven't been sewn together fully. So you can't wear them as pants, but you could use them as a pillow. And therefore, since you could lean on them, you could sit on them, rest on them, it's allowed. And this would be true, Afili Yeshbem Kilayim. Even if it's something that has Kilayim, you could send it, as long as Imheim Koshim. As long as the kilayim are hard, the material is hard, so therefore kilayim is only when it's wrapped around you, when you're wearing kilayim. But to lie on kilayim, if it's hard, so it won't wrap around you, so then there is no isser actually involved. And we can see this inside the Mishnah Berurah, Sivkot and Yud, where he says, Imheim Koshim, if the material is hard, in such a way, be'inyan shemutu lishoinolav, that you're allowed halachically to go and sleep on this or lean on this, because this is something that's discussed in Yerodei, Kamosha Kosu Yerodei, Simon Shinalef Ha'insham, where it tells us that as long as the kilayim are hard and they can't wrap themselves around you, so then there is no isser of levisha of the kilayim, and you're allowed to lie on kilayim, that's not a problem. Then the Mechaber continues and he says, we discussed this in yesterday's share. He says, you're allowed to go and send tefillin on Yontif. Of course, you don't wear tefillin on Yontif, and nevertheless, you're allowed to send tefillin on Yontif. We discussed this yesterday. We'll see it inside today. It's because a person gets great simcha, and you get simchas Yontif by sending somebody a gift, even something like tefillin, which you can't wear that day. But since the tefillin could be worn immediately on a weekday that way, therefore there's no preparations involved, and therefore you're allowed to send this as opposed to other things which require preparation. We said, for example, the shoe that's not fully sewn together, even on a weekday you can't wear it, you have to do preparations. That's why you can't send the shoe on that's not fully sewn together on Yontif, but you could send a pair of tefillin on Yontif. Why? Kivon shiruuyim lanichem b'chol, as I just said, since they're immediately usable on chol, so therefore you can send them on yontif because of simchas yontif. Let's see that inside. The Mishnah Berurah explains in Sivkot Yud Aleph, Rod Solomar, the Mechaber is telling us over here that you can send tefillin, kishen tefurin umusukadim kol tzarkin. They're fully ready to be used. They're fully laced up. They're fully sewn in. There's nothing lacking. They could be worn. If it was a weekday, you could wear it and be yotzei the mitzvah of tefillin. Shein ru'uyis lios nos ben b'chol. So therefore, since on a weekday it's good, the person who's giving it will get great pleasure out of giving it to you on Yom Tov, knowing that it's usable right away on the weekday, and therefore you can give it because of Simchas Yom Tov. Sivkot Yud Beis, that's what the Mishnah Berurah explains. V'afal pi she'asul hotzi shum davar b'yom tov kol she'eino tzarich lo, even though on Yom Tov you're not allowed to take something out that has no use on Yom Tov, and therefore v'eino motzio el tzarich lo, it's obvious that you're only giving it for weekday usage. So how come you're allowed to give the tefillin? K'moshi yizbor b'simun kut tovku yuches mitz Hashem. I'm coming on that pretty soon. Nevertheless, we call makom. Since the person who's giving the tefillin gets tremendous hanor, he gets a pleasure, v'sameach, and he's very happy, by giving something to a friend, he gets very, very happy. The word ahava has in it hov, which means to give. True love is giving. It's very a very well-known statement where it says that it's better to give than to receive. And that's really true. People who love somebody else get more pleasure out of giving to that person than they actually do out of getting something from that person. So it's nice to get things, but if you really love somebody, you get more pleasure out of seeing them happy. So therefore, this person who's giving the gift of tefillin on Yom Tov is really being very happy. And therefore, harei zeh tzarich simchas Yom Tov. And therefore, this fulfills his need of simchas Yom Tov. The issue foot number 7 brings down, what about moving the tefillin on Shabbos? Are you allowed to do that? So this is a machlokas we had previously, whether it's considered a klishim alachtu leheter, and you're allowed to then move it for anything you want to, or is it a klishim alachtu leisr, and you're only allowed to move it until gufu makomo. So he brings down that nevertheless, mikomoko mutu l'shalchum yontif, you're allowed to send it on yontif, that is a din in Shabbos, but here on yontif, because of simchas yontif, shenech shavadav kmo tzorach gufo, that's considered tzorach gufo, even according to the opinion says you can only move it l'tzorach gufo makomo, nevertheless, you'd be allowed to go and move it here because it is tzorach gufo, you're getting simcha out of it. Dish foot number 8 brings down, v'mkvar hiknelo me'erev yontif es adorin. If somebody acquired it for the person that you're giving it to on Erev Yontif, so let's say Reuven wants to give it to Shimon, and Levi goes and acquires it on behalf of Shimon on Erev Yontif. For example, he made a kinyan sudar. made an appropriate kinyan. He lifted up the kerchief and made a kinyan acquiring the item on behalf of Shimon. So then Rebbeir Arik Zatzal brings down in his sefer Hatal Torah that she'im ha'chefetz eino roi l'shimush bo b'yom. It's not able to be used on that day, or even on Chol HaMoed, lo huta l'shocho derech Rosh Hashanah. Then you can't send it through the public roads, kivishuv ein b'zeh simcha chadosh b'yom tov. Since it's already been acquired, so then you can't do any issa melacha, such as carrying it in a public thoroughfare, which wouldn't be necessary for simchas yom tov. Then he adds, but there is a Hanoah aspect, we just said. Says this doesn't apply to giving a matana to the chosin on Shabbos. They used to have a chosin that is offeruf. He would be darshining. So, brought down previously in the name of the Magen Avraham, ein nochas lasos came. We shouldn't do this. The issue foot number 9 brings down, ulolotzer of simchas yontif. You're not dealing over here with Simchas Yontif, so then afhu l'tzorich kiyum mitzvah, but you're doing it for a mitzvah, so he brings down. That's not so clear. You're not allowed to do something like that. L'chora osur gam im l'mochras lo yisaf sheradov. Even if it wouldn't be able to be done after Yontif, you're still not allowed to do it on Yontif. Mishbura Sivkot Yud Gimel says that you're allowed to send the tefillin because you could wear them on a weekday as is, as opposed to, as I pointed out, lafuki tfuah shemuvoer lamala l'isur. You're not allowed to send grain. How come? Because mishum dafilu b'chol, even on a weekday, the grain isn't eaten as is. You have to go and grind it. So therefore, you have to do something even on a weekday. Therefore, you can't do it on Yontif. As opposed to the tefillin, which you don't have to do anything on a weekday, you're allowed to actually give it on Yontif because of Simchas Yontif. Now we go to the Ramah. The Ramah says, "Agav v'chol kayotzi b'zeh, anything similar to this, afilu derech Rishus HaRabim mutar l'shalchan, anything like this, you're allowed to send it even through Rishus HaRabim. In other words, hotzah is not a problem as long as it's something that is allowed to be used on Yontif." Mishnah Berurah explains the Sivkot in Yudalid, as we will learn, Mi Yetzar Shem Learn, Kid L'Kamen, Siv Tov Kuv Yudches, Duhut HaRotzah B'Yontif, Kish Yitzorech Tzas L'Kuli Yama. Carrying is permissible on Yontif as long as there's some tzorech Yontif, a little bit, doesn't have to be a lot, just a tzas, then you're allowed to do this. Sivkot and Tetzvav, then you're allowed to send it. Mishbur says, Hami'iri hevi b'shem Yerushalmi, then l'shloach tachshitin shelzov b'yontif. You shouldn't send gold jewelry, however, on Yontif. The issue footnote number 10 brings down that the reasoning behind this Yerushalmi is brought down by the Pnei Moshe. Shekivin she'ein ha'kol ru'uyim l'vosh tachshitim elu. Not everybody wears gold jewelry. Therefore, it's called ha'otzor, shelo l'tzorach. It's not an essential, necessary carrying, and therefore, you can't do it. Chaim Kanievsky, Shlita, brings down Shalatachshitim Ein Shem Kli. He says jewelry doesn't have the status of a Kli. Mishum She'ena Ruim Lelosham Machba Sachasha Shema Tosirim Kedil Orosam. Since people may come to take them off, so it doesn't have the status of a Kli. You may want to show off this beautiful brooch that you have, and therefore you're not allowed to go and wear it. Vaf Biyomtiv goes to shops. Ayin Yomtiv is no problem with carrying. They may come to carry Dalet Amos. That's allowed. He says no. The rabbis made a gzera over here. Yomtiv Otu Shabbos. Olakach. Therefore, hareyem muktzim machavas gufom. They're therefore muktzim because of themselves. You're not allowed to go and carry them. The Mishnah Berurah continues and he says, afilu b'shel kesef v'gam gimsham. He says, even possibly in Yerushalmi, it says even silver utensils you can't use. However, avu b'shita mukbetz shema ritva ubar zeruah. However, the shita mukbetz brings down in the name of the ritva as well as the ubar zeruah. Hiskimu shemutu l'shloch tachshit, and you are allowed to send jewelry kivin shuruyin l'slavish ben. Since a person wears them, it therefore is allowed. They get simchas yontif, both getting and receiving, and therefore you're allowed to do this. This concludes Simin Tov Kuf Tes Zayin, and we begin Tov Kuf Yud Zayin. Eza ofin mutu likach b'yontif min achenvoni minei meichel. How can you get stuff from the grocer on yontif? So Sif Al, the Mechaber writes, lo mele chenvoni, to tell the chenvoni, losis lo beitzim, to please give me some eggs, or egozim, or walnuts, or shamini meichel, or mishto, or any other food or drink. Dino b'yontif, the halach is on yontif, kimo b'shabbos, just like on Shabbos, and that halacha is explained, the Ramah says, K'mo she'sbor le'el in Simen Shinchav Gimel Sif Dalet, where we already learned it. Now, what is that halacha? The Mishnah Berurah says, Ayin Shav, the Mishnah Berurah, Kol Prati Adin L'Maisa, and we can see this in Dirshu footnote number 1, where he brings down that the Shulchan Aruch says, Mutu l'odim lomai l'chenvani shiton l'dover ma'echo, you're allowed to tell the chenvani to please give you some food on Yontif from his store. However, you're not allowed to say $5, $10, you're not allowed to go deal with the prices, and even according to the Ramah, who's more makel, he says, you're just not allowed to say $10 worth, but you could say a pound or 2 pounds or 20 or a dozen. That you'd be allowed to say. He adds further, if you shechted an animal in Yontif and it turns out to be a treifa, so the Shulchan Aruch says in Simon Tov Tzadi Zayin, we learned, you could sell it to a guy, just like you'd be allowed to sell it to a yid if it was kosher. Hainu, how do you sell it? Shlo Yishko, you're not allowed to weigh it out. Lo Yizkor Skum Domi, now I sell it for $10 or $20. You'll pay it afterwards, and you're allowed to take a mashko and a collateral if you don't trust it. Furthermore, the Mishmur says there, Shuadin Bebehemok Shera, in a place where they don't trade with the hind legs, the filet mignon part, so you can sell that to a guy as well, so as not to lose out on it. However, he concludes and says, if it's a regular sale to a guy, and it's not something that would spoil, not something that needs to be done right now, then you're not allowed to do this. With this, we'll conclude today's shiur.